now officially at midnight.
Woo!
You are still in tune with your community radio station. It is us here at WAIF Cincinnati. Truly what radio was meant to be. And I know you won't forget it as we begin tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm Belinda, here to present to you two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. But before I do that, I must tell you that WAIF-FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during Bubbles in the Think Tank do not reflect the views of WAIF-FM, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views. That's me, Belinda. Or the views of anyone else who might happen to express an opinion before this evening is through. And you know that each and every one of us will thank you very much for listening to WAIF. Also, take note that Bubbles in the Think Tank will contain material that could be considered offensive or unsuitable to some listeners. And if you think you might be such a listener, then please tune away at this time and return at 2 a.m. when Ed will present the Late Late Show. And you know that he, too, will thank you very much for listening to WAIF.
He's good like that.
Now, I have to say, January Fairy, that I just did
Glenn.
All of that on total autopilot. I don't know if I said the right thing anywhere there, did I?
Wow, yeah, you totally did.
Because, you know, I'm looking at CDs over here. I'm searching for stuff. I'm all akimbo.
A Twitter.
A little Twittering going on, too,
a
yes.
A flutter.
So, good.
It was just fine, Belinda.
I guess you do that 900 times or so.
Yeah, about that. And 16 years and a week.
Plus, who knows how many
give
other,
or take, you
who
know.
Knows how many other shows I filled in for over the years.
So true.
So I can't even count that kind of stuff, but it feels weird sometimes.
Sometimes. I'm starting to do it in my mind, too, so
that's
I
good.
Kind of like phase out, like, yeah, Belinda's got it all under control.
Did she say something over there?
What was that? Offensive and or unsuitable? That's all I heard.
Well, the reason we're all going to town over here tonight is because, as promised, well, not really promised, as
possibly hinted at.
I said, if I could, I would. That's about what I said, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that general region. Last week was the Big Cat Show in Cincinnati.
That's
we've been
right.
talking around here for ages about doing a show all about cats. And with the cat show, the time had come.
Yep.
But of course, last week was the big 16th anniversary show, so
yeah.
It was kind of committed already.
Right.
So we're doing it tonight. I actually did not invest anywhere near as much time as I would have liked to have invested in putting this show together, but that's all right.
But there's such a abundance of cat material.
That's
you
right.
could do
I
a cat
say,
month if
I
you really wanted to.
I have enough to do probably the full show, not
yeah.
just the first half. And now that I see St. Slade's stacko stuff here behind me.
Had I known we were doing it officially, I'm sure I could have brought some feline-typed music to you as well.
So, you know, we've just got a heap of stuff, so I'm just going to kind of pull randomly at it. I'm not going to...
All right.
I'm not going to try to...
Wing it, Belinda.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to make any kind of statement with my cat scene tonight.
Except
we're just going to do it.
Cats.
Hopefully Amy is out there listening, because if this is not inspired by Amy, I don't know what is.
As is my new bedroom. I keep waiting for her to call. I keep missing her. And
aww.
My whole bedroom,
Amy.
Based around Amy's picture she gave me for my birthday.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Because we love her, and we'll be kicking off the cat nest with a little something special for Amy. But first, we're going to look at the calendar very quickly.
All right.
Coming up on March 10th, that's just next week, it's
wow.
PDQ Box Strikes
Already.
Back Disc Number 2. March 24th, it's Lollipop Train on the Siesta Records label.
Simultaneous ice cream.
Thank you very much. Like I just alluded to, we're going to hear something from the precursor of Lollipop Train, which was Algebra Spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the first thing we hear tonight, something from that. So if you like it, you'll probably love Lollipop Train. April 14th, PDQ Bach Disc Number 3, wrapping up that Strikes Back set. April 28th, Kevin Kling, Home and Away. May is the month of the Bonzo Dog Doo Dot Band.
That's so much fun to say.
And I officially scored the Roger Ruskin Spear album on CD this week.
Score.
I spent way too much on it.
But you know, what? It's so worth it.
I didn't even know it existed on CD. So
excited.
So pinch me now. It's okay. A Common for May 5th.
Oh, wait. Is that the name of the album?
No.
Oh. I was like,
I'm
wow.
I'm just excited. It's
that's great.
CD.
How many times
because
are you going to get to say that?
I was going
to
have to take my cassette and burn it on a CD because yeah. We all know about our personal cassette
right.
aversions here in the luxurious Wave Studios. So May 5th, it'll be Roger Ruskenspear. May 12th, Legs Larry Smith. May 19th, Vivian Stanshaw. And 26th, Neil Innes. And then we're not even talking about June yet. Too hot for radio.
Because it's ridiculous that we're talking about June in the first place.
I looked up the other day and said something at work. I said, so we're not going to have it all together till August.
Yeah.
And it flipped everyone out.
How I can't
can
believe
you be
it's
talking
March.
About August?
It just is barely March now.
Just barely. But
it's barely not even 2000 as far as I'm concerned.
But, you know, I mean, you want to talk about a cat show? Well, it's coming in like a lion here.
Oh.
See? So it's all coming back
give
around.
Give me the lamb.
Coming together
I'm cold.
Here.
I'm chilly. I want the lamb's wool.
See what I'm saying?
I know what you're
okay,
saying.
Okay. So we're going to start off this here cat show with a little something from Algebra Spaghetti, and actually this is from the band, which is not a real band at all, Lollipop Train,
yeah.
Which is also the name of the third CD in this series. Yeah. So it's all very confusing. Everything I find about it is all written in Spanish, so I can't read
really?
Any of it.
Bring it
well,
in.
I should be getting you on the stick here.
I could be on the stick. The
you're
Lollipop
good for that.
Train stick.
Well, I know you kids all love Pussycat Balance out there, so I thought
can't
instead
get
of playing
of this
it
song.
At the end of the hour, I'd play it at the top of the hour here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Close. coming, you better look out. Catman's a-coming, running about. Catman's a-coming, looking for a girl. Better hide your sister in my hand. C is for the crazy hairdo that he wears around. A is for the arms that'll sneak around your waist. T is for the taste of the lips belong to you. Catman.
Catman!
M is for the mean things that this mean man does. A is for all the hearts that he has ever broke. N is for the names of the list you may be on. Catman.
Catman! Rock!
Catman looking for a woman all day long. I better watch out because I feel in your mess. I better watch out or you're gonna be kissed. I better watch out because of fears in your mess. Catman.
Catman! Yeah!
Better watch out because I'm the Catman. Catman.
Oh, fight, you hound of love your soul.
Closed up my apartment in Los Angeles, and one of the things that I had to send to Chicago, which is my home, was a cat. It was a Siamese. I didn't know this, but you have to get a little case, and you have to get a health certificate, and they give you pills you give to them, and it knocks them out, you know. And I've never seen a high cat before, you know. And the only way you can tell he's high is he keeps saying, like meow, man. But otherwise, you can't tell. I had kind of a traumatic experience, I think it was, with a cat. I didn't know this when I got it, but when the cat gets to be about, 8 months old, you have to make a decision, see? Now the thing is, are you gonna keep him in the apartment all the time, or will he run free? If he's going to run free, you don't have to make a decision. If you're going to keep him in the house, you better make a decision. One of the symptoms they tell me about the time you should start thinking about is when they start crawling up the drapes and walking across the top of the ceiling. They're very much like humans in that regard. And of course, this has been weighing on my mind for several weeks, and forget it if you try to put yourself in the cat's place. Just forget it. You've got to take a detached attitude toward this thing. So anyway, I made the decision. I decided to get George, Nutty George, fixed. They call it fixed. And it is fixed, let me tell you. So I sent him to the vet, and I got him back in a couple days. And ever since then, all he does is sit on top of the television and just stare at me. Oh, why don't you play with a catnip or something? I told you I'm sorry, George.
When you caress your little cat and stroke me with your hand, I know I'm just a kitten, but I long to be a man. My little eyes are Chinese blue, they view with some regret. This girl who's stroking me regards me only as her pet. And though I'd love to be loved, the gods ordained it that you were made a human being and I turned out a cat. I'm a kitten.
You are still listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on WAIF.
Meow.
That's kind of what it's all about tonight.
Momus. He is a kitten. Not really.
You know, he wrote that one for Kahimi.
Oh.
But I don't have it anywhere. I think it's virtually impossible to get everything that she's done.
Yeah.
Because she's got two full-length CDs, and
right.
then everything else are on these little four-song rehash
yeah.
deals. Where you end up having to buy three of the songs that you've already got just to get one new one.
Yeah.
I'm not down for that.
No. As well, you shouldn't be, Belinda.
Thank you.
All right. When starting an exercise program, don't do too much too soon. Begin slowly and set realistic goals. But stick with it. The more consistent you are, the better. And to keep from getting bored, try a variety of activities. This public service message brought to you by the Consumer Information Center and WAIF-FM. Membership in the Ohio Historical Society is an investment in Ohio's future. Members contribute to the preservation, study, and understanding of Ohio's proud heritage and ensure that it's kept alive through society collections, programs, and historical sites. To become a member, please call 800-686-1545 or visit them on the web at www.ohiohistory.org. And start out the Sabbath at 5 a.m. with prayer and inspirational music by tuning into the Big Eagle Gospel Ship show every Sunday morning at 5 until 8 a.m. right here on WAIF Cincinnati.
Well, we're making good time getting through all this material we've got here because we got a lot of it.
Lots of it.
And because of that, I'm not going to waste any time as I move into some Phil Harris here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Persian kitten perfumed and fair strolled out through the kitchen door for air. A tomcat, big, lithe, lean and strong, and dirty and yellow, came along. He sniffed at the perfumed Persian cat as she strutted around with much eclat. Then thinking a little time to pass, he whispered, "Baby, you sure got class." "It's fitting and proper," was her reply, as she arched the whiskers over her eye. "I'm ribboned, and I sleep on a pillow of silk, and daily I'm bathed in certified milk." Folks ought to be happy with what they've got. I ought to be happy, but happy I'm not. I ought to be happy, yes, I should indeed, because I'm certainly highly pedigreed. "Cheer up," said the tomcat with a smile, "and trust your newfound friend for a while. You ought to escape from your backyard fence. Ah, my dear, what you need is experience." Untold tales he then unfurled. He told her all the tales about the outside world, suggesting at last with a luring laugh a trip for two down the primrose path. The morning after the night before, our Persian came home about 4:30. The innocent look in her eye had went, but the smile on her face was the smile of content. In the after years, when the children came to this pedigreed Persian of pedigreed fame, the children weren't Persian, they were black and tan. And she told them that their dad was a traveling man. A rootin', tootin', scratchin', traveling man.
The barrels of fat, obese in their sporadic ramblings, grow strange, ever stranger, while chalk-headed fools realize that cats understand our language better than dogs, for they respond less when we speak to them.
Did I do it right?
Thank you.
ask you this. Do you trust him? Because I've got to get a pair of cat handcuffs, and I got to get them right away. Just the little ones that go around the little front paws. Or maybe the manacles of four that get all four paws. But what a drag. I found out my cat was embezzling from me. You think you know a cat for 10 years? He pulls something like this. Found out while I was away, he would go out to the mailbox, pick up the checks, take them down to the bank and cash them, disguised as me. He had the little kitty arrow through the head. And the little kitty bunny ears. And I wouldn't have caught him, but I went outside to his house where he sleeps, and there was about $3,000 worth of cat toys out there. And you can't return them because they have spit all over them. So now I'm stuck with $3,000 worth of cat toys. Well, sure, they're fun. Got the little rubber mouse, has a bell inside of it. Boy, I hate it when it goes under the sofa. Whoa, give me that, give me that, give me that.
With big hungry tigers, table manners have no place. After they have eaten you, they never say their grace. Haunting tigers can be ripping fun. Like three blind mice see the hunters run. Haunting tigers out in India. Out in, India. Yeah, you all know how beastly tigers are. Out in, India. They bite, they scratch, they make an awful fuss. It's no use stroking them and saying puss, puss, puss. No, hunting tigers out in India. Stroking them and saying puss, puss, puss. No, hunting tigers out in India. Out in, out in India. Tigers don't go out on rainy nights. They've no need to wet their appetites. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in, out in India. How many tigers can you find with forks and serviettes? Don't care in what part of you they fix their fretwork sets. Hunting tigers can be ripping fun. Like three blind mice see the hunters run. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in, out in India. Yeah. Hunting tigers out in India. Out in, out in India.
Where are you? Where are you? wet, hot, bald, free, pussy, just a friendly little cat.
Friendly little cat.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
It's not De La Slow, then it's not WRMS. We're cats in control, twisting and tuning until you're perfectly content. Special cat call goes out to the suckers at the donut shop. Thanks for serving it to me. Dark, hot, and no caffeine. Snuggle tight and hang loose, boys. It's time to groove to a De La Slow move on WRMS.
Chicks! fell in love. But three cool chicks made three fools out. Three cool cats. Three cool cats. Well, I popped that first cool cat. He said, "Now look at that man. Do you see what I see?" Well, now I want that middle chick. I want that little chick.
Hey, man, say one chick for me.
Yeah. Three cool chicks. Three cool chicks. They look like angels from up above.
With my tail in the air.
Stray cat strut, I'm a
thief cat.
I'm a feeling Casanova.
Hey, Ben, that's that.
Get a shoe thrown at me from a mean old man. Get my dinner from a garbage can.
believe almost any darn thing they're told, especially if it sounds like something they already believe.